Compass FM, North Canterbury. This is your community radio station. Saints. Oh boy. He's in the studio and he's smiling. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimakariri. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Kerry. How are you doing?
Oh, really good.
You're on top of things this morning, aren't you?
Oh, crikey. You know, just throwing my hands around and drinking lots of coffee. It's what I do. It's absolutely.
What time have you been on since?
Well, I had the first cup at about 5:15 this morning.
Right, so I'm feeling pretty wired by now.
Yeah. Can't you tell by my eyes?
It's just... Had any sugar?
Yeah. Oh, lots
you might
of
wanna,
it.
You might want to cut down on that in future.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Is that just what you've been doing?
I just saw you bouncing off the wall. No,
it does happen.
I'm not religious when it comes to sugar. Right? Yeah, I think we all need a little bit of it every now and again.
Bless you. Yeah. Matariki, the light contest, the whole festival that was out at Oxford, that was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, look, brilliant. And look, full credit to the businesses and to all the residences that got behind it. Robin Bristow from North Canterbury News himself were involved in judging the businesses, and it was really hard, actually, because the standard had really lifted. I judged it last year, and the standard had really lifted since then. But oh look, I'd been in Auckland on the Thursday night, and I think the lights in Oxford were far better than the display up there, and look at the budgets that they have to work with and that along the Queen Street there.
It was just
a really lovely warmth in the community. A lot of people are talking about the lighting around the tree, the big tree in Oxford, whether that should be something permanent. So something I personally would like to see, actually. I think it looks really great, so we'll work on that with the local board. But OPEC, great. Steph was there from Compass FM. You guys are such great supporters of everything in our community, so thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that there. So you weren't able to make it to Kaiapoi for there?
Couldn't get down there, but gosh, I heard it was fantastic, and I just simply couldn't be in two places at once. I try, but it's near impossible. Yeah. But a really great night down there, and you know, I read the Facebook comments, and people really enjoyed themselves, so well done, Kaiapoi, too.
Excellent stuff. I've got a couple of things to get up to. Last night, you and Mayor Murray Blank from Hiranui, you were honoured, really.
We're very honoured.
Tell us about how the Sir Optimists
North Canterbury, and something they don't do very often, but they made both Mayor Murray and I honorary members. They're a fantastic service club here in our area. They've got probably one of the largest memberships in the world, actually, here, from what Anthea, who's the president, was telling me last night. But they honoured us both with that membership. Their objectives is to support women and young women, particularly, and they do a lot of work around our communities, ensuring that we are supported, including they get right behind the Christmas Tree Festival, but a lot of donations that they make to community groups. They're currently supporting Abbeyfield as well. So for me, it was just a real honour to be asked and invited to be an honorary member with my close friend and colleague, Mia Murray Black, who, you know, his I listened to what Murray had to say last night afterwards. You know, she's given a huge amount of her life in support of women, having been formerly a midwife in her past. But she was just an amazing person, Mary, who's given so much. And so for her, I was listening to that as well, thinking, great, it's a real recognition for her and the work that she does.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Okay, you've got something that we're going to talk about very soon about big news for the Waimak tomorrow. But a couple of things that I just wanted to touch on, the subdivision up on Kippenberg. How's that all going?
Going very well, actually, in terms of the construction. My understanding, the sales are a little slow, but that's to be expected in the present market. But they're going gangbusters. The civil works, which is all the infrastructure that's going in, is well ahead of where they are expected to be. They've bought in a Ngāi Tahu have actually become a 50% shareholder in that subdivision, so that's a positive move in terms of the investment to our district, and along with the track record of those who are behind it. So Belgrave, which it's known as, I think it will become a really lovely place to live.
So in time, just lots and lots of people are moving into Waimakariri, and we need this sort of subdivisions, don't we?
Yeah, we do. In fact, I was talking to someone last night, and they said in their particular street that all the houses have sold have gone to Aucklanders, and that's what I'm hearing anecdotally, is that Auckland Aucklanders or people from down south who are releasing capital coming here because they've heard of how great the lifestyle is. We have never had to advertise for people coming into this district. You know, people love coming here for the experience that they have. And if you go further afield into the Hiranui, you've got the fabulous Hemna Springs as well, and all that in Waipara, all those areas. So people love that lifestyle, the walking, the walks, the rivers, and everything we've got to offer. So look, personally, they're more than welcome to come here and live in our district. We'll always be welcoming and open to that. Hey, it's something I did do on Sunday. Afghan community had a national competition at down at Main Power Stadium, and it was fantastic to go and support them and present prizes. But it's something that I think we are as a very welcoming community, and that there they've recognised that by coming out here, and those families that have come here from Afghanistan, settled here, and now have made this their home in New Zealand. It was wonderful to see them here and to support them and the sporting event, which is to bring their community together.
So strong growth in Waimakariri, as far as immigrants are concerned, that sort of thing. And I'm referring to the Aucklanders as well at that particular stage. But when you have...
Yeah, well, they do cross... Do cross water to come here.
And there was no disrespect. No disrespect for those in the 09. There's one thing that when we have all of this growth in the area, we have to... have the infrastructure to follow through or have that in place beforehand. How's the ski bridge situation going on? Because that's just an absolute bottleneck, and it is also a very, very good sort of escape route if something happens on the motorway. That bridge is dangerous.
Well, we've put lights on there, so we recognise it needs to be replaced. It's well past its use by date. Something I've asked staff to explore, which the councillors have as well, is a lot of these big projects that we've gone, not only there but the eastern bypass, we'll call it, which would take traffic out past the Spark Museum, feeding in from that new subdivision we were talking about as well. Mm-hmm. We might start to couple those together and go out to the community and say, well look, it's going to cost X, this will be what it might mean on your rates every year, is that something you're prepared for us to go ahead and fund without subsidy? Because getting those to attract subsidies becoming particularly difficult, and we recognise that they're challenges for us. We advocate strongly for them, but at the end of the day, if the government policy doesn't align with that, do we want to hold those back because our district's growing? And I suspect I know what some of the answers will be that I'll get from people, but we're doing that homework at the moment. The Skew Bridge is about 16 million, the Eastern Link is probably another 30 odd million, and some other projects around there, including replacing old culverts and just improving that area, there's probably a couple of million there as well. So all told, probably 50 odd million of works. I've just been recently in Tauranga, and I've heard that they've used a creative way of funding that, and so I've asked our staff to explore that, so as we go into our long-term plan we can think about it. These are the things we've got to think about and plan for if we want to ensure that the growth that we've got is looked after. But I can tell you one thing, our roading network, when I compared driving through Gisborne and Wairoa last week, which was just heartbreaking to see what they've gone through, you know, we don't really have much to complain about when I look at the absolute terrible condition their roads are in. But hey look, we recognise it's a top priority for our district, our roading network, and that's why for us ensuring that where the growth is, that it's matched with investment. So we'll see what we can do, and we'll probably be talking more about that in the later part of the year.
Absolutely. Dan, very, very quickly, I know that you're not going to make an announcement today, but you have got something that is coming up tomorrow that you sort of just make people aware that something big is happening in Waimakariri.
Yeah, well, there's an announcement I've been invited to tomorrow, and it's a significant investment. It's around accommodation, as I understand. It's been on the drawing board for a while. But the particular developer asked me if I'd come along to the launch tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to being there, and and hearing what is confirmed, but the amount of money talked about was is significant, and that would be probably for a big project, certainly probably one of our bigger announcements here in the district. So I'm looking forward to being part of it tomorrow, and I'll let you know when I can talk about it, because at the moment I'm kind of sworn to secrecy.
Okay.
I haven't said anything.
Not really. Just blink twice if it has something to do with something roundabout.
I'm not. it's nothing to do with that one. We'll see. It's not to do with bypasses or anything like that.
Okay.
Woodend bypasses, but certainly investment in a particular area that I think will make a big difference here.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And somewhere along the line, we'll probably get a text from you tomorrow, and we'll find out what it is, and we can make a big deal out of it.
It's exciting. Oh, I think with the growth and the confidence that's here, of people wanting to make that investment here, and I say bring it on, because we're ready for it, and we've been planning for it for a long time. So thank you to this particular individual for making it happen. And we'll get right behind it and support it.
Okay, you blinked about 15 times in that sentence, so I'm not too sure what the hell you're talking about. But anyway, we'll have a chat to you again next Tuesday, Dan.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimak.
Nice to see you.
Compass FM.